Dear Cheap Astronomy, since mass attracts mass due to space-time curvature, do charged particles attract each other in a similar way? According to Einstein, gravity is the result of curved space-time. You don't accelerate in a gravity field because some mysterious force is dragging you downwards. You accelerate because clocks progressively slow and lengths progressively contract as you move closer to a massive object. In theory, the four forces, the strong, the weak, electromagnetism, and gravity, all involve attraction across a distance, and all are mediated by particles, some observable, like the gluon, and some that are hypothetical, like the graviton. In theory, the four forces can also be thought of as fields. For example, a gravity field or a magnetic field, although an electromagnetic field is the more technically correct term. James Clerk Maxwell demonstrated mathematically and also experimentally that electric and magnetic fields should be considered two manifestations of the same thing, that is, an electromagnetic field. In his later career, Einstein had high hopes of achieving a similar outcome for the electromagnetic and gravitational fields, which he thought might represent two manifestations of some higher order physics. But the person who had successfully unified space and time into space-time had no such luck with gravity and electromagnetism. But anyway, what is electromagnetism? How does it work? And does it work at all like gravity does? The physics of magnetic attraction is easy to observe, but difficult to explain. Magnetizable metals, like iron, nickel, and cobalt, have the spins of their outermost paired valence electrons aligned. This configuration explains why these metals are attracted to magnets, as well as being magnetizable themselves. Most other things in the universe that have an electromagnetic field first had their elements ionized and then had all the freed electrons spun around in a coordinated way. Think of the Sun, Jupiter, or even just a small coiled electromagnet here on Earth. However, while spinning electrons are the source of electromagnetism, mediating the electromagnetic force is the job of a boson. And the boson involved in the electromagnetic force is, of course, the photon. After all, light is electromagnetic radiation. So when a charge attracts an opposite charge, or when it repels a like charge, this is shown in a Feynman diagram as an exchange of virtual photons. Such Feynman diagrams are a useful way of describing and predicting electromagnetic interactions, and real photons have been shown to transfer spin, at least in the quantum mechanical sense of the word spin. Nonetheless, an exchange of virtual photons that conveniently appear when required and then disappear again sounds more like a mathematical model than genuine reality. But seeking a deeper meaning from field interactions doesn't help much either. A charged particle can bend the electromagnetic field in a similar way to how mass bends space-time, and that bending of the electromagnetic field can alter the trajectory of another charged particle. But this doesn't easily explain why opposite charges attract and like charges repel. Quantum field theory has an answer, even though it's not a very satisfying answer. Masses are universally attractive because gravitons have spin too, while charges differentially attract or repel because their electromagnetic force carriers, photons, have spin 1. If that helps you, well, great. So, at the end of the day, it is quite difficult to explain why electromagnetism works, even though it clearly does work. For this reason, it's difficult to say whether there is any common mechanism underlying the operation of electromagnetism and gravity. For the moment, the best way to explain electromagnetism is with quantum physics and virtual photons. At the same time, it's relatively easy explaining how gravity works without ever needing to worry about hypothetical gravitons. I think we'll just leave it there.